Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. And make sure to check out sportshistorynetwork.com/giveaways. I have two signed books I'm giving away. One is titled No Nonsense, Old School Weight Training, and the other is Reliving 1970s Old School Football.
For this date in history of July 9th, we have seen some truly great events in sports. A player with not one but two home runs inside the ballpark and some pitching legends make their names remembered, as well as one of the tallest players in NBA history, reigning MVP, gets traded. We have this and more coming up in the sports break in just a moment. Now it's time to take a sports break, a look at sports history on a daily basis. Hello, my friends in sports history. This is Darren Hayes of the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Welcome once again to a sports break for this July 9th as we talk about some of the greatest events in sports history that happened on this date, and we try to compare the uniform numbers that the players may have worn at the time if they had a number on when they did the event. Now, July 9th, 1932, Ben Chapman, wearing number 6 for the New York Yankees, hit two inside-the-park home runs in just one game, tying the record for the MLB. Now, in total, he hit three home runs in the second game of a doubleheader with Detroit at Yankee Stadium. Two were of this inside-the-park variety, and the other was a smash over the wall as the Yankees won 14-9. Now, Chapman ended his playing days in 1945 with 15 inside-the-park home runs for his career. To put that in just a little bit of perspective, Ed Rausch hit 29 inside the park home runs, and included in that is four of those in the Federal League in 1914 and 1915, and over a career that ran all the way through the 1931 season. Now, Kiki Kurler, the best season marker for a player in that period, had 8 in 1925. Rabbit Marinville hit 22 in a very long career that finally wound up in 1935, according to Sabre.org. Now, July 9th, 1948, number 31, Satchel Paige, at the age of 42, debuted in the majors, pitching two scoreless innings for the Cleveland Indians in St. Louis against the Browns. Now, Satchel Paige, of course, pitched many years in the Negroes Leagues, but he was one of the first black men that were allowed to play in MLB after Jackie Robinson broke that barrier just a few months earlier. Now, July 9, 1953, the Philadelphia Phillies' Robin Roberts, number 36, ended his pitching streak of 28 consecutive complete games when finally he did not complete a game and he ended up losing a game. July 9, 1968, Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain, number 13, became the first reigning NBA most valuable player to be traded the very next season when he moved from the Philadelphia 76ers to the West Coast of the Los Angeles Lakers, and what a great career he had in both places. July 9th, 1968, at the 39th MLB All-Star Game in the Astrodome in Houston, Texas, it was the National League outlasting the American League 1-0. The game's most valuable player was none other than center fielder Willie Mays, wearing number 24 of the San Francisco Giants. And that's it for our sports events today. If you want to catch up more, you can go to sportshistorynetwork.com or jerseydispatch.com. And if you're looking for football only, we have pigskindispatch.com. So I hope you enjoyed this little bit of history. Hope you'll share with others. And tomorrow, we'll bring back some more as we do each and every day here on the Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. Till tomorrow, everybody, have a great sports history day. Sorry, but my pitching coach just called timeout and he's coming out to the mound. I think I'm going to get yanked for a reliever. We'll see you back tomorrow for some more great sports history on Sports Jersey Dispatch Podcast. We invite you to check out our websites, jerseydispatch.com and pigskindispatch.com. Not only see the daily sports history, but to experience the preservation of great events and people that play the games. Find us on Pigskin Dispatch. It's also on social media outlets of Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and don't forget the Pigskin Dispatch YouTube channel. Get all your daily sports history. Pigskin Dispatch is happy to be associated with the Sports History Network, the sports headquarters of yesteryear, found at sportshistorynetwork.com.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hey there, sports history fan.
This is Arnie Chapman, a.k.a. the Football History Dude, and I wanted to thank you for stopping by to listen to another episode here on the Sports History Network. Our podcasters are passionate about uncovering and sharing sports stories from yesteryear. And if you didn't know it already, we have over 30 shows across the network covering all sorts of sports history topics. In fact, here's a glimpse into one of our awesome podcasts here on the network.
Each week, the official Football Learning Academy podcast will take you deep into the history of pro football through interviews with players, coaches, or administrators in the NFL, as well as interviews with Pro Football Hall of Fame selectors, authors, and historians. You'll learn how the game evolved and important moments that shaped the sport into what it is today. And don't miss the Pro Football History Nugget of the Week. Listen to the official Football Learning Academy podcast on the Sports History Network.
How about that? I bet you're super hyped to go listen to that new podcast, right? Well, to learn about this show and all the other podcasts on the network, head over to sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Again, that's sportshistorynetwork.com/podcast. Head over there today to find your next favorite sports history podcast.